from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco.
Don't admit to being a thief on the text line. We got your phone number. I mean, somebody admitting that they go through the self-checkout line and steal items because they think that's their fee for doing the job.
Royals win last night 3-0. Johnny Cueto makes his return. The fans are respectful when he's pulled in the seventh inning. He gets like a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Everybody has a good time watching Johnny Cueto still be the same.
Two times in 10 years, he's helping the Royals get to the World Series.
That's right. But good to see last night. That's the type of Royals game you want to see as you move forward towards this bullpen, or towards this playoff, towards this riptide of a playoff push with the schedule that comes up for the next 3 weeks. All the way to September 15th, we'll see where the Royals are at that time. Currently, 2.5 games out of first place, tied with Minnesota in second place of the AL Central, and also tied with Minnesota with a second place wild card spot. 3.5 games above Boston. Everybody else has kind of fallen off, and it is technically a 6-team race now as the playoffs continue to move forward. But this Royals team seems to maybe be a dark horse favorite. With a lot of people on MLB Network, I've seen Cliff Floyd talk about it. I've seen Pedro Martinez talk about it. A lot of guys on the major outlets, and especially here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, this team seems to be the right kind of team to be built. They have a superstar. They have a veteran with experience that can kind of keep the team grounded, let them know that it's never too late. Obviously, it's been 7-3 in late inning games, and Salvador Perez has been the hero. But also, you go into this season and to this postseason and try to make this big push. And yesterday we were kind of talking about, okay, this bullpen stinks. Like, what are you going to do with it? Yeah, the current bullpen that they carry might not be the best, but there's still guys like Alec Marsh that could be a guy that could eat innings late. You have a rotation that is quite solid. And last night it was Lorenzen's turn to kind of pick up the bad start that was not a bad start, but the Royals just kind of, you know, didn't hold things together pitching-wise. And Cole Reagans maybe wasn't an ace or a dominant ace that he was in the past few starts when he played against the Angels on Tuesday night. But again, this team, to me, is a team that can be built for the playoffs. They have no pressure. They have a rotation that is well-loaded, and you can move guys back into the backside of the bullpen, and they have a lineup that can produce runs. And if you have a lineup that can produce 3 runs a night and a team that can extend their bullpen by putting starters who would start probably for playoff teams and as a third person, that kind of adds depth where you really need depth, and you can be a playoff team for sure.
Well, I think this Royals team is more built to win in the postseason right now than they are in the regular season. And you know, postseason baseball is completely different. You need that back into the bullpen to be really, really good. And I think the Royals can get there. They may not have to go outside the organization. You know, we've talked about signing Trevor Bauer, and I think that would be good for them. But if you're not going to go out and do something like that, and obviously moves can't be made, you know, at this point in time, I think the Royals have an opportunity in-house to do something with their pitching staff that maybe many folks aren't thinking about. Just because you're a starter in the regular season doesn't mean you're going to be a starter in the postseason. And the fact of the matter is you really need 2, maybe a third starter at most during the postseason. You look at the first series. It's going to be a 3-game series in the wild card. You're going to play that at wherever. Probably don't have a home game unless you win that wild card round, right? And then you move home, and then it's the best of 5, the best of whatever. whatever it is, right? And so the first series, you only need two starters, essentially, right? That's essentially what you need, is two starters to go out there and win those two games. Who are you going to pitch in those games? You're going to probably pitch Reagan. You're probably going to pitch Lugo, mm-hmm. right? So instead of worrying about the back end of the bullpen not getting the job done, that's where you start to go, okay, now it's time to move some of these starters to the bullpen, because in the postseason, with off days and you know what you need to do to win series, you only really need two dominant starters. You win games 1 and 2, you win games 6 and 7 with your dominant starters, you've won the series. And that means you can use a guy like Waka, a guy like Lorenzen, a guy like Singer, potentially, if you don't have him in the starting role, in the bullpen. And then you take the pressure off these guys that aren't producing well right now in this bullpen. Obviously, Ursaig is your only reliable guy in the bullpen right now, but how much better does your bullpen look if you, in the postseason, maybe you have Brady Singer coming in for an inning, maybe you have Lorenzen coming in for an inning, maybe you have Waka coming in for an inning, and you kind of change up those roles and you start utilizing your most reliable guys. And I think that's where the Royals can have an advantage, because you're not going to need five starters in the postseason. Now all of a sudden you can shift those starters to the bullpen, and they can be the guys that can go out there and get those outs, and then you don't have to rely on that bullpen. The question is, will the bullpen as designed now hold up for the Royals to get into the postseason? And so I think it would be tougher for the Royals to get into the postseason with this bullpen than it will be to win in the postseason, because I think the bullpen undergoes a facelift and we see starters in there.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll have Ben Maller join the show. But before we do that, we can keep talking about this Royals roster built. I like to give it a video game analogy, Bob. Okay. I know you probably haven't played video games in a really long time, but Mac, you might feel like you might get this as well. The Royals right now, overall in a video game, right, might be like an 85, 86, somewhere around there. Their bullpen would probably be like a 75.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the playoffs, if they make it, they should make it, there's still an 80. There could be an 87. Because what you do is you take some of those starters and move them to the bullpen, and it takes your overall rate in the bullpen from like a 75 to like a 80. Because you've added legit arms. Like, you're having a guy like Michael Lorenzen, mm-hmm. who's already been a bullpen guy, who can be a hybrid. Now it's like, hey, you don't need to throw 92, go throw 96. Hey, Alec Marsh, use that big ass of yours and throw it 99 for an inning. Then all of a sudden you look at this team, and all of a sudden people on MLB Network or local radio goes, man, could you imagine they use those guys next year in those roles, and we just go, you know, get a starter in the offseason? Like, maybe they do your wish that you would love. They go sign Blake Snell for a lot of money, who's 32. And they're like, you know what? We signed starters because we moved one of them to the bullpen. And then it's like they have Chris Bubich back. And then your five-man rotation is what it is. And I think when you add that towards a playoff push, plus you add depth to your – you look at a guy like MJ Melendez. Maybe he's just a guy that faces up against right-handed pitching.
Are people like done hating on MJ now? Like, that's over, right? We're done with that?
Well, I think they've lowered expectations, and I think they know what his role is now. Yeah. He's not an everyday player. He's a good defensive replacement in late games, and he's also a good bat. And then he's also just, you know, a guy that's going to hit probably 20 home runs a year, hit 240, and, you know, give you what it is. But last night, obviously, the home run that kind of locked the game up, because it was only 3-0. But still, I think that they're a team that, like you said, their attributes go up a little bit higher when you can adjust and polish and kind of add some cushion to a place that's been, you know, kind of sparse and kind of dangerous all year. And it's a good thing to see, because maybe these guys won't be, you know, bullpen guys next year. But when it comes to the playoff push, you only need a three-man rotation. You're clearly going Reagan's, Lugo, Singer. That means Waka, Marsh, when he comes back. When you expand rosters, probably is when he comes back. But you have Marsh, Waka, Lorenzen, Ursaig, Bubich. Like, you might not see Will Smith.
He may not make the postseason roster. MacArthur may not make the postseason roster. Schreiber may not make the postseason roster. Like, there's going to be a lot of roster juggling that has to go on if this team does make it into the playoffs, right? And so I wouldn't feel confident with Schreiber or MacArthur or Will Smith or any of these guys right now coming out of the bullpen in a high leverage situation. They've proven this year that they're just not reliable. And look, that's not a shot at them. That's reality.
Right.
And And so you're looking to win baseball games. This is not Little League baseball. We're not here for moral victories. We're here to find ways to win. And I was talking to some people on the text line yesterday about it. And they're like, well, I mean, you got to look. No, I don't have to look at the positive. I have to look at what's going to help this team win. And it's not these guys coming out of the bullpen throwing gasoline on the fire. How do you think the players feel right now when that bullpen door opens? Because I know all of us sitting around watching, we probably go, oh, God, our stomachs sink a little bit. And you know those players are feeling the same way because the track record has been there. The guys in the bullpen just haven't gotten the job done. So that's why I think when you get into the postseason, you're going to see a total revamp of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. You're going to see people in the bullpen that you haven't seen before, and it's going to be a completely different postseason roster than what we have right now. It needs to be a completely different postseason roster because winning in the postseason is so much more difficult and so much harder and so much different than winning in the regular season.
No doubt about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.